morning, Kevin. You still on? Are you on West Coast time right now?
Yes, I am. But you can probably imagine when I got that call, my day kind of sped up a little bit.
Were you awake already when you got the call, or did that wake you up?
Oh yeah. My parents and my grandpa and my sister, we were all up having some breakfast about 7:30, and then we're just kind of hanging out watching the TV go by, and got the phone call, and it's been. It has been a pretty insane sequence since.
You've had a pretty meteoric rise since the end of your college season. Maybe not even on some top five boards at the start of this whole process, and now you're a third-round pick. Are you surprised at that at all, and are you surprised that it was the Patriots, given their quarterback situation, that took you?
This whole process, all I really wanted was a chance to compete, and kind of took it one step at a time, as opposed to looking at it as a whole. I wanted to go to the combine and put my best foot forward, and then have my pro day and any workouts I might have, and just try to take it all in and enjoy the process. And I really did enjoy it, and I didn't really have any kind of hopes as far as when I would go as much as where, and to go to an organization like New England, which is pretty much the class of the NFL in my mind, and they've been doing things the right way for so long, and it's a wonderful opportunity.
How excited are you to be able to learn from one of the best quarterbacks in football?
That's the first thing I thought of, to tell you the truth. I mean, to learn from the best of the best. I've been watching him for a long time and kind of studying the way he plays the game and carries himself and leads his teammates. And not only that, but to play for the coaching staff with Coach McDaniels and Coach Belichick, it's going to be the best possible situation for me to grow as a player. And that's all I wanted was an opportunity to grow and come in and learn and to be able to learn from the best, both coaching-wise and the leader of the football team. It's going to be a special experience for me.
What were your impressions of Coach McDaniels?
I thought of all the coaches that I met throughout this process and worked out for. He had by far the best kind of mentality when it comes to teaching, and you could tell from the first time we put on the tape or went out on the field that he really understood the best way to get things across and the best way to teach things and evaluate things, and I have tremendous amount of respect for him and the way he's handled the quarterbacks there in New England, and I'm just excited to get the chance to work with him hopefully on a daily basis.
What was that experience like for you, just that brief time when you were working with him?
Tremendous. I mean, it was just a 30, 45 minute workout out here in San Diego, and he took the time to teach me some things about the offense that maybe some of the other coaches wouldn't have, or kind of broke down my tape in a certain way it was just really, really positive, but at the same time letting me know some of the really important things that I'm going to need to work on to have a chance at the next level.
Was there a part of you that wondered to yourself, why are the Patriots even interested in me? They have Tom Brady.
No, I mean, I think with the situations that have happened in the NFL, I think teams are starting to go back to the three quarterback, four quarterback type, bringing them into camp and letting them compete, and as far as guys making each other better. But with Tom Brady there playing, I think they just want to kind of look for a young quarterback to maybe come in and groom. They have three very good quarterbacks there already, and I think it's just going to be a good opportunity to come in and kind of get my feet wet in the NFL and learn from the best and just to continue to grow as a player and see where I can go from there.
What would you say is your best attribute as a quarterback?
I would probably say just my toughness and my ability to kind of go through adversity and continue to play at a fairly high level. I think that's one of the great things that makes Tom Brady so special. And I know watching him over the course of his career, I've been a fan of just the way he carries himself throughout the ball game and the way he's able to lead his teammates and comebacks. And I mean, the late game heroics are there to be seen, but I mean, when adversity hits him, it's almost like it's impossible to see, because he doesn't let play play-to-play actions affect him, and he just continues to play at a high level, and that's something that I've tried to emulate. But I mean, to be able to be around him on a day-to-day basis and kind of watch everything he does, from film study to work ethic to dealing with his teammates, it's just going to be an amazing opportunity for me.
Kevin, can you talk a little bit about your mobility? I know you led San Diego State in rushing yards actually this year, which is a little unusual for a quarterback. How does that play into your game?
I think at the level at which I played at, it gave our offense another option. I think with me being able to run the football as many times as I did, or as an option in the offense, it provided a different aspect, a different wrinkle. But I think in the NFL, hopefully, my goal is just to become the best possible pocket passer I can be, and learn the game and learn the art of playing quarterback at that level. And if my athletic ability or mobility can help me 3-4 times a game to maybe make a play down the line, then that'll definitely be a strong suit of mine. But I have a lot of things to learn and a lot of different aspects of the game that I want to continue to grow.
Kevin, what were the circumstances of you becoming a captain as a freshman in college?
I look back on it, and I think when you play as a redshirt freshman, and we had a pretty senior-laden team as far as defensive players and whatnot. But I think when I kind of played through some injuries, some small stuff here and there, and just I mean, no matter whether we were winning or losing, tried to show that never quit mentality. And I think some of the seniors might have saw that as leadership. But you know what? Over the course of the 4 years of being a captain, I learned a lot about leadership, a lot about dealing with our teammates and how to get them to perform at the highest level, and you do that over the course of time. And it was one of those things that, I mean, I was blessed to have a lot of quality teammates in San Diego at San Diego State, and I learned a lot from those guys and the leaders before me.
Can you even now fathom running an offense with Randy Moss and Wes Welker, being able to throw to them?
It's kind of surreal, to tell you the truth, to think of guys that play at such a high level and are so successful. I mean, it's gonna be just an amazing opportunity, like I said, and to have Coach Belichick, and talking to Coach Belichick, it really seems like they drafted me because they think I'm gonna come in and work hard and learn my role and thrive in whatever role that may be, you know. And I think I'm looking forward to that, and see guys like that, and be able to be around guys like Randy Moss and Wes Welker, and of course Tom Brady. I mean, it's gonna be the perfect platform, I think, for me to develop into the best possible player I can become.
Sounds like you got a friendly bunch in there with you.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep my distance from them now, but they're starting to cheat their way across the backyard here. I'm sitting out back trying to find some privacy here to talk to you guys.
Kevin, I think we're all set. Thank you very much, and congratulations.
Hey, thanks, guys. Hopefully I'll get to meet all you guys when I make my way out there.